This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, USA Radio, as well as Newsmax TV, for my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, here in Las Vegas. So much going on here in Trump land. It defies logic what's happening to our country. Terrible, terrible, terrible people in the Democratic Party. But the good news is they can't hide anymore. You can't hide because the Wayne Roots of the world are after you. We're on to you. We're telling the world about you. We're translating your true beliefs. It's become evident, thanks to people like James O'Keefe of Project Veritas, that they're all lying. They're all trying to act like centrist moderates, and they're all wacko extremist commies like the ones who went to Columbia University with me. What's happening right now, the lead story has got to be this Honduran migrant caravan exploding to 4,000 people as it approaches the Mexico-Guatemala border. Who cares? Send them all back home. Arrest them all. I don't care what you do with them. Put them in a penitentiary. Put them in a behind a barbed wire fence in the middle of Guatemala. But cut off all aid to Mexico if they let them in. And if they dare bring them near the American border, don't let them take one foot into America. That's the way to treat them. Is you just turn them around, just turn them right around on the other side of the border, don't let them in, and let the Mexicans deal with them, because they're not our problem. Everybody in the world doesn't get to come to the United States of America. I'm sorry. Everybody doesn't get to come. Everybody who's poor, everybody who needs help, everybody who's living in poverty, everybody with no skills, everybody with no talents, you don't all get to come to the United States of America. And Trump handled it the right way. He said, I'll just cut off all your aid. No more money to Honduras. No more money to Guatemala. No more money to Mexico. No more money to anyone. Happy days are over, man. And, you know, speaking of money, they're all getting paid money. This is a George Soros operation. Clearly a George Soros operation. There are photos of these people accepting money as they join the caravan. Who do you think is providing the money? George Soros, Tom Steyer, all the usual liberal billionaires, and they should all be arrested. I would call that sedition. You try to destroy the United States of America. You try to bomb America. This is like a terrorist bombing, except you're not using bomb parts or little dangerous pieces inside the bomb. They'll take someone's eye out, nails and things like that. What you're really doing is you're bombing America with foreigners who are going to bankrupt the system and overwhelm the system. Cloward and Piven. This is Cloward and Piven from my Columbia University days. Overwhelm the system until the nation collapses and all the business owners are bankrupted and they're on their knees begging government to save them. And at that point, you've changed America, fundamentally changed America. That's what Obama tried to do. It's what Hillary wanted to do. It's now what George Soros is doing, even when Trump is president. But it won't work, because trust me when I tell you, they never get into the border, because we'll cut off Mexico at the knees. You will never get another penny again from the United States, ever again. And this is why we need a wall so badly. And as I said today in my speech, just literally an hour ago, I was giving a speech to the Women's Republican Club of Las Vegas. And I told them that, I'm of Jewish heritage, and Israel is the greatest example in the world. And Republicans have got to be stupid if they don't say what I'm saying now, that Israel is the example for what to do with America and the wall. Israel had 10,000 terrorist attacks a year until they built the wall, and then it went down to under 100. Israel had thousands of illegal immigrants streaming into their country until they built a wall, and now it's down to zero. There's nobody getting in. There's no terrorists getting in. There's no illegals getting in. What's happened with that wall in Israel is amazing. It's the greatest example and the greatest model for the way America should be run. Of course we need a wall. Of course we want a wall. This entire Honduran migrant caravan of now 4,000 people could never get into our country. They would march up to a giant wall, and they could never get in. And that's why we need a wall. The Mexican government flooded the Mexico-Guatemala border with hundreds of police officers in anticipation of a standoff with the migrants. Yeah, Mexico doesn't want them either. But if they do get into Mexico, they want to send them on to America. And all you have to do is threaten to cut off all money to Mexico. Forget it. President Trump meant business when he issued a strong warning to Honduran President Hernandez Tuesday. The organizer of the caravan, Bartolo Fuentes, was detained in Guatemala. And it was reported Honduran migrants had splintered off into smaller groups in order to travel undetected as they made their trek to the Mexican border. Reuters reported late Tuesday some Honduran migrants had headed back to Honduras. However, it appears the caravan has grown as it makes its way through Guatemala. See, Trump threatened the president of Honduras. Now you got to threaten the president of Guatemala. We'll cut off every dime to your country. Your country's finished. Your people will starve without our money in America. How dare you ask your people to invade my country or allow your people to invade my country? In any case, it's grown to over 4,000 people. And the Mexican government has sent an additional 500 police to the border with Guatemala. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo will be traveling to Mexico on Friday to discuss plans to stop the caravan. Got a deal. Got to fight fire with fire. Got a deal with these countries with an iron fist. This is what you're dealing with, folks. George Soros is paying these people to invade the United States of America. And, you know, he's not just paying them to come to America. I guarantee you what he's saying to them. You come to America, you get rich. The streets are paved with gold. We hand you welfare. We hand you aid to dependent children. We put your kids in school for free. Better schools than they've ever been in their lives, times a thousand. We take care of all your medical for free. We give you Obama phones. We provide everything free. We can give you contraception free if you want it. If you want an abortion, we give you that free. We give you money for a lawyer. We do everything for you. And you're going to get rich here because I'm going to give you payments too. And I'm not just paying you to come to America and invade America and break into America. I guarantee you saying I'm paying you to vote Democrat. When you get there, you're going to vote illegally and vote Democrat. And I'll give you more money. I'll give you double what I've already given you. I'll give you a lousy $100 now, and I'll give you another $100 if you vote. Here's a guy worth $60, $70 billion, and he's going to be dead soon. What is he, like 92 years old? George Soros is a dead man walking. He's an old man in his 90s. He has very few years left in life, very few breaths left. So what the hell? What's he going to do with $60, $70 billion? Might as well just give it away to see your dream of a communist utopia in America come true. And that's what's going on here. And in the meantime, he's also funding Antifa and all these violent scum who haven't had a bath in 5 years or a job in their whole lives. And that's why there's left-wing violence all over the United States. Two Republican candidates punched in Minnesota. Minnesota State Representative candidate Shane Mecklen suffered a concussion after he got sucker punched at a Benton County restaurant. Minnesota State Representative, and by the all Republicans who got punched by Democrats, Sarah Anderson, Minnesota State Representative, punched in the arm by a man after she confronted him for destroying Republican campaign signs. Sarah Anderson was attacked by a man who called himself an antichrist after she confronted him for kicking down Republican campaign signs. This is the left, a man who will attack a woman. Zero morals, zero boundaries. The left is a violent mob. And then it's come to Nevada where I live. Democratic operative for Soros funded a group arrested for battery against a Republican campaign manager in Nevada. Wilfred Michael Stark III, 50 years old, a Democratic operative funded by George Soros, was arrested Tuesday after a Nevada Republican campaign manager accused him of grabbing her arm and refusing to let go. Kristen Davison, the female victim, said she was terrified and traumatized after Mr. Stark manhandled her and left bruises on her body, including on her neck and arms. He was a Democratic operative for the American Bridge 21st Century, a group funded by David Brock, founded by David Brock and funded by liberal billionaire George Soros. Like I said, Soros should be arrested immediately for sedition, for encouraging violence, for trying to destroy the United States of America, for encouraging illegal immigration. This guy was arrested Tuesday after a female campaign manager for Nevada GOP gubernatorial nominee Adam Laxalt accused the nominee of the operative of grabbing, yanking her arm, refusing to let go. Kirsten Davis and other officials for the Nevada Attorney General's campaign said the battery left her terrified, traumatized, bruises, neck and arms. Politics is a bit aggressive these days, but this is just insane. I've never seen anything like it, Davison said. We're used to trackers, but this guy was very physical, pushing me into members of my staff, screaming. This man was physically almost body checking me. I was getting nervous for my safety. So we left and went into an open room. He grabbed my right arm. My leg was lodged in the door and the wall. He twisted my arm and contorted it behind my back. I was scared. Every time I tried pulling away, he would grab tighter and pull me closer to him. She said Stark pulled her head into his chest, bruising her neck, and held her there for several minutes. She said it felt like an hour. I was scared and screaming, "Stop, you're hurting me." Davison said Stark warned Laxalt, saying, "Adam, there's only one way you could make this stop." That really scared me, she said. This is not the first time Wilfred Michael Stark has been arrested for physically attacking a female for having opposing physical views. Earlier this year, he was arrested for physically attacking the female secretary for Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke. The left is an unhinged, violent mob. Very, very, very lucky they've never come near me or anyone I love. Very lucky. I will never hit first. But I'll tell you right now, if I hit, you're going down. In self-defense, you will lose it, man. You better not come near me or anyone I love, because you're fighting with people who don't know how to fight back. I fought for my life in Mount Vernon, New York. Fought for my life at Mount Vernon High School on a daily basis. And let me tell you something. You get within a range of me, and you're going down for the count. The only guy who's got a right besides me and Donald Trump is Brandon Straka, Walkaway founder. He says a vote for a Democrat is a vote for socialism, communism, censorship, and illegal immigrants. Conservatives have been relentlessly branded as sexist, racist, homophobic, xenophobic, Nazis. But Brandon Straka, the gay former progressive who founded the Walkaway campaign, says it's the left that has the problems. They demonstrate intolerance, dishonesty, hypocrisy, bigotry. I haven't experienced discrimination at all since I've become a conservative, which is a transition that's been about a year and a half. I've been warmly embraced. I hear from Americans all over the country who send me messages of support and encouragement and tell me how much they love the Walkaway campaign. I've been warmly embraced, which has not been my experience dealing with the left. Wow. No question about that. And Democrats themselves have outlined their priorities when they take control of Congress. Protect illegals and gun control and guns. Investigate Kavanaugh. Russia. Impeach Trump. Nutty communist radical socialist nut jobs. The federal debt is out of control. A stock market crisis is on the horizon. And there's a constant threat of terror attacks or even war. This is Wayne Allyn Root. And this is exactly why I invest in gold and silver. And you should too. To make it easy for you to get started, I've teamed up with the professionals at the U.S. Gold Bureau to offer the Wayne Allyn Root Precious Metals Investors Package. This exclusive set contains five different silver coins from major mints around the world. Order today and will also include a free silver American Eagle, fresh from the U.S. Mint. This portfolio is previously sold for more than $300, but it's available to our radio audience for only $99, which includes free shipping and 100% delivery insurance. Order now. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. Or go online to usgoldbureau.com/root. usgoldbureau.com/root. Don't get left behind the next financial crisis. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653 right now. And start protecting your assets before it's too late.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
The federal debt is out of control. A stock market crisis is on the horizon. And there's a constant threat of terror attacks or even war. This is Wayne Allyn Root. And this is exactly why I invest in gold and silver. And you should too. To make it easy for you to get started, I've teamed up with the professionals at the U.S. Gold Bureau to offer the Wayne Allyn Root Precious Metals Investors Package. This exclusive set contains five different silver coins from major mints around the world. Order today and will also include a free silver American Eagle, fresh from the U.S. Mint. This portfolio radio has previously sold for more than $300, but it's available to our radio audience for only $99, which includes free shipping and 100% delivery insurance. Order now. 885 Gold. That's 800-885-GOLD. Or go online to usgoldbureau.com/root. usgoldbureau.com/root. Don't get left behind in the next financial crisis. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653 right now. And start protecting your assets before it's too late.
War now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line 888-212-8871.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. You're on USA Radio Network, as well as Newsmax TV in hour number 3. I'm your relentless warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior, SOB son of a butcher, capitalist evangelist, American-made and proud of it. You can only find a war like this in the USA. I'm an ass-kicker, not ass-kisser. I fight for taxpayers, not freeloaders, American citizens, not illegal aliens. This show comes to you from the entertainment and low-tax capital of America, Las Vegas, where the state constitution bans income taxes and welcomes guns. And my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET, here in Las Vegas, founded and operated by the great Edward Stolz, who gave me my shot in radio, and stations all over this great country, blessed by God, syndicated by USA Radio. Call the number for this show. We take calls from all over the country, toll-free, 833-WAR-TALK. The bill's on us. Call us for free at 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. We're in the U.S. Gold Bureau studio. They've got the naming rights. U.S. Gold Bureau is the main title sponsor of the show, both on radio and TV. Thank you, U.S. Gold Bureau. They're owned by the company that operates the Texas Bullion Depository, so you know you can trust them. The state of Texas trusts them. The state of Texas chose them to run the Fort Knox of Texas. How cool is that? They help hundreds of thousands of investors a year learn about, buy, and sell precious metals. And they've got the Wayne Allen Root Precious Metals Investor Starter Package. Give them a call. That's the key words. Ask them about the Wayne Allen Root Precious Metals Investor Starter Package. You can give them a call right now at 800-885-GOLD, 800-885-GOLD, 800-885-4653, or go online to usgoldbureau.com/root, usgoldbureau.com/root, U.S. Gold Bureau. Again, the call number is 833-WAR-TALK to call me here, Wayne Allen Root, on the War Now show. Some things in the news. A biological man wins the world's women's world championship cycling event by simply saying he's a woman. What are the qualifications these days for a man to claim he's a woman? Could he simply cut his hair in some ladylike fashion? Could he just put on some makeup? What about some earrings and have hoops? Is that enough? Maybe he goes to the extreme of getting fake boobs and wears high heels to the club? Yep. That should do it. You certainly don't need biological proof of gender anymore to take away everything female athletes have worked their whole lives to accomplish, including the realms of wrestling, running, weightlifting, and yes, cycling too. Rachel McKinnon, a biological man who says he's a woman, just became the world's first transgender woman world champion, winning the women's 2018 UCI Masters Track Cycling World Championship in Los Angeles. Just say you're a woman, and it's true. At least that's what liberals are claiming. See, this is what I mean. Liberals are anti-woman. Liberals hate kids, first of all. If you're in college or high school, how could you ever vote Democrat? Ever. When you know that liberals think that if you ever have a drink, and if you ever drink to excess, and if you ever have a wild party in high school or college, you could never qualify for anything important the rest of your life. They'll hold it against you forever. Liberals are anti-kid. They're anti-having fun. They're anti-frats. They're anti-sorority. They're anti-anyone who's ever made a mistake in their lives in college or high school. And they're certainly anti-woman, because what kind of a moron would allow a man to compete against women and then claim he's the winner when he's clearly a man? Wow. It's just unbelievable. They're the ones who are anti-woman. This domination by men and women's sports competition is not about gender at all, but about racial segregation. If you think men and women are different, then you are furthering the oppression of transgender people. That's what they say. And yet, it's a lie. In a scientific study of 8 men and 8 women, the women were only 52% as strong in the upper body as men, and only 66% as strong in the lower body as men. The study examined biceps, elbow flexors, knee extenders. Data measurements were determined using computerized tomographical scanners and needle biopsies for relevant muscle areas. The men proved to be stronger in relation to lean body mass as well. So nature says men are stronger than women, but if a man goes to a woman's event, he's going to win. But you're allowing that. That's just fine with you, right? Crazy. And this article fits in perfectly. Minority of radical leftists dominate the Democratic Party agenda. Democratic Party agenda, study finds. According to one analysis of our current hyper-partisan political environment, carried out during a year-long study entitled Hidden Tribes, a project organized by More in Common, progressive activists on the liberal wing of the Democratic Party comprise only 8% of Democrats, but are responsible for nearly all of the shouts, posts, and many of the votes, too. And they're not mentioning the candidates. They're responsible for the candidates. Traditional liberals comprised 11% of the electorate. But it's this progressive activists, 8% of the population, that are deeply concerned with issues concerning equality, fairness, and America's direction. They tend to be more secular, more cosmopolitan, highly engaged with social media. See, it's a tiny minority that's hijacked the Democratic Party of wacko, extreme nutcases with mental illness.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
War now.
USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump held a cabinet meeting at the White House, and before that meeting, the president spoke to the press, and one of the things he was asked was, what is going to be done to rein in some spending?
We're going to ask every secretary to cut 5% for next year. And last year, first year, I had to do something with the military. The military was falling apart. It was depleted. It was in very bad shape.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is on his way back to the United States after a quick trip to Saudi Arabia and Turkey. Pompeo hoped to get some answers regarding the Washington Post columnist who disappeared inside the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. The secretary did say he was pleased with the conversations had in Saudi Arabia.
They promised accountability for each of those persons whom they determined as a result of their investigation deserves accountability.
Pompeo will meet with the president when he returns home tomorrow. You're listening to USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Wait.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, more with Wayne Allen Root on USA Radio. And remember, hour number three is Newsmax TV. Newsmax TV is America's fast-growing cable news channel. 60 million homes as of December, 80 million by next year. We're on DirecTV, we're on Dish TV, we're on Fios, UVerse, and now Comcast Xfinity's 30 million cable homes are joining us. You can watch me three nights a week with Bill O'Reilly. If you don't get Newsmax TV, call your local cable system and tell them you want Newsmax TV on your cable TV because you want Wayne Allen Root. You have other TV options, so encourage them to make you happy. To make it simple, you can call this toll-free number, and we'll connect you instantly to your cable system for free, where you tell them, I want my Wayne Allen Root, and I want my Newsmax added to your cable system. Call toll-free 844-500-6397, 844-500-6397. 97. We've got a great guest on the show, an esteemed guest. His name is Tom Fitton from Judicial Watch. He is the president of Judicial Watch, one of the finest organizations in America, the government watchdog, conservative, nonpartisan, educational foundation. They promote transparency, accountability, integrity in government, politics, and law. You can find them at judicialwatch.org. And he's an old friend of mine and did some great things for me when the IRS was persecuting and targeting me. Tom Fitton, welcome to the Wayne Allen Root Show.
Hey, well, good to be with you, Wayne. Thanks for having me.
So you guys made a big announcement today that you've received 45 pages of FBI documents that reveal a significant number of the 340,000 emails on the laptop of former Congressman Anthony Weiner that were all emails back and forth between Hillary Clinton and her top aide, Huma Abedin. What exactly does this mean to all of us? Or what should
it means they didn't look at them. Describe it is to tell you it was a cover-up. This material was found just a month before the election. They didn't tell anyone about it until Comey's famous letter to Congress in late October of 2016. This memo that detailed the numbers as you described was written in October 3rd, so it took another 3-plus weeks to get the letter out. Everyone went ballistic when Comey suggested, well, there's other material we need to look at. So the FBI essentially didn't look at it and then shut it all down, all to protect Hillary Clinton's race for the presidency.
And so who's going to look through these 300,000-plus emails now? You guys have a staff that can do that?
The question is anyone going to look at them? I mean, we haven't gotten them yet. I mean, we're not confident the FBI looked at all the emails that were available to look at that may have been from Hillary Clinton to her or from her server generally, because we know that Huma Abedin, her top aide, Anthony Weiner's then-wife, had an email account on her system, which is why they were on the Weiner laptop somehow. And we want the FBI and Justice Department to do a real investigation of the Hillary Clinton email scandal. And all of this is coming out, Wayne, and it just highlights what more detail on what we already know. It was a sham investigation, and this Justice Department has been completely silent on what they're going to do about the criminality that had been exposed related to Hillary Clinton. What are they going to do about it? Have you heard them say what they're going to do about it? I haven't.
I remember when you were the one who fought for me when I was getting attacked by the IRS under Barack Obama, and I was a big critic in the news and on Fox News, right. And suddenly the IRS is after me, and you got all their information, you got all my IRS records, and you and I basically have clear proof that I was targeted and persecuted for my political beliefs. What was ever done about that? Nothing, right? Not a thing.
No, in fact, the IRS investigation, the idea that there might be a subsequent IRS investigation under the Trump administration, was specifically shut down by the Sessions Justice Department. It's one of their first acts in office.
Craziest thing. I mean, Trump's done a great job, but that's one where I think he's fallen short. I mean, he did nothing. He never, ever in any way punished the IRS commissioner, allowed him to retire. I'm sure he retired with a big fat pension, no problem there. Lois Lerner was never prosecuted. Amazing to me. I just don't get it. I don't know why Trump's been so good on everything else, but not on that. Any idea, by the way, on your...
I think he's surrounded by lawyers and advisors who don't want him to do the things that presidents ought to be able to do, which is to direct law enforcement operations in the Justice Department to make sure that justice is being done. You know, no one wants to put their thumb on the scales, but we at least want an honest investigation, and the Justice Department doesn't even want to do that because this Justice Department thinks it's not answerable to anybody, the president, Congress, or the American people.
What are your thoughts on the Mueller Mueller investigation of Fusion GPS co-founder Glenn Simpson pleading the fifth before the House Judiciary Committee.
Well, that's a Mueller witness pleading the fifth. You know, this no Glenn Simpson, no Fusion GPS means no dossier, means no Mueller special counsel. You know, this is one of the big, and even our friends don't want to do this, which is confront Mueller directly. The only one willing to confront Mueller directly is the president. Congress doesn't want to do it. Judicial Watch is asking tough questions about Mueller. So when Glenn Simpson takes the fifth, it's like their star witness is taking the fifth because it's his work product. It is the basis and has been pursued by the Mueller investigation. It was the basis for spy warrants targeting real Donald Trump.
It's just crazy. It just seems like
I don't even call him president anymore. I just call him by his Twitter handle, I guess.
It's crazy. It's one man against the whole world, it seems like sometimes. And with a few, you know, if he's the guy scoring the goal, there's a few assists. Wayne Rudin and Tom Fitton are certainly there fighting and yelling and screaming all day long. But, I mean, it just seems like it's basically like the movie The 300. It's Trump against the world. The whole Washington is so corrupt. It boggles my mind. What do you say about my comment that the whole Washington is against Trump? And the whole Washington's dirty, and the whole Washington is a swamp. And you've seen it all much more up close than me.
I think you're right, and that's why the president's so frustrated, because he's virtually alone in fighting against Mueller. You know, you've got outside groups like Judicial Watch who are asking tough questions and being critical, but within the inside, no one's doing anything to control the Mueller operation. Congress isn't providing any oversight. Mueller hasn't been asked any questions about how he's administered his agency. Or his operation, about his hiring, about his decision not to hire any Republicans, about Peter Strzok, the corrupted FBI agent who was on his team for months, was leading the Russia investigation. They kicked off the team by Mueller, told no one about it for 4 months. No one asked him any questions about that. His misuse and use of the DNC dossier to target Trump, is he using that? The basic administrative issues. How much his money is he spending? When is it going to end? You know, I've never seen a special counsel operate with so little oversight and little public accountability and so little transparency.
Yeah, well, because when you got the media on your side, you can do kind of anything you want, and they just bury it, right? I mean, that's
and when you have Congress afraid of you,
right,
and Justice Department officials essentially letting you run the show, it's I call him King Mueller. I mean, he's king of the Justice Department. He's king in this town, and the only one, and as you point out. The only politician willing to call it as you know, say the king has no clothes is Mr. President Trump.
Yeah, I mean, look, the thing that saddens me the most is I sure thought that Jeff Sessions was on our team, and the minute he got named Attorney General, he's not on our team, and I don't know why. I don't know if he's being blackmailed. I don't know if he's part of the deep state. I don't know if he's part of the swamp. I don't know if he's just chicken and scared of his own shadow, but I sure do believe that Sessions is a bad guy now who's in the pocket of the bad guys. It sure seems like he's paralyzed by inaction and refuses to act. I mean, I don't mind if there's an investigation against my president. Let the chips fall where they may. I mind that there isn't also. So while he's president, there should be investigations against Mueller and the people doing the investigating. There should be investigations against the IRS scandal, investigations against Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Foundation, investigations against John Kerry, why he was running around the world negotiating on behalf of the United States without any permission to do so, violating the Hatch Act, I think it's called. There should be a million other investigations, and there are none against the other guys. We're the ones in power, and the investigations seem like they're all against us. Don't you find that a little absurd?
Well, even more absurd, why is the Justice Department investigating its boss, President Trump, for official acts related to the Justice Department? The firing of Comey? His communications with foreign nationals as President of the United States? It's absurd. It's a constitutional absurdity for the Justice Department to think that it's above the President and can subject him to scrutiny the way it's proposing the way it has. And someone's got to kind of restore the constitutional order.
Well, the scuttlebutt I hear, and I'm sure you get much better intel than I do, being where you're located versus me in Las Vegas, but
you'd be surprised.
It certainly seems obvious that after November 6th, Sessions is gone sometime between November 6th and the end of the year, and we'll have a new attorney general. The question is, who could you name that would stand up to all these terrible people?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know if Sessions is going to be gone. I don't know what's going to happen after November. I just presume, the past is the best indicator. diversification of the future. I know that's a bad policy for if you're investing, but it's a pretty good one for politics.
Well, I have a feeling it's going to be
more of the same. We may have changes in personnel,
but not
unless these personnel are willing to grapple directly with Mueller, things will go on.
Well, I mean, it depends what happens on November 6th. I mean, I've been on record for way before Rush Limbaugh today. For a month, I've been on record saying there's not a blue wave, there's a red storm, and that we're going to win a lot of Senate races no one thought we'd win, and we're going to pick up many Senate seats, and we're going to hold our own in the House and keep our lead there. And if that happens, Democrats are going to be in a state of disarray, depression, and shock on November 7th. Mm-hmm. And I think Trump's going to have a mandate to kind of do what he wants and fire Sessions. Seems to me if we win, you can do what you want, Donald Trump. You don't have to worry about anything. The people elected Republicans again and repudiated Democrats again.
My advice is always do the right thing. No matter what happens in an election, you can't go wrong.
Yeah, with a politician, you certainly do the right thing more often when you win. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, it's easier.
All right, Tom Fitton, president of Judicial Watch. His website, judicialwatch.org, an all-around great guy, one of the few people who fights for justice in this country, fights for the rule of law, fights for the U.S. Constitution, and he's fought for Wayne Allyn Root. When he didn't have to, he volunteered to do it. He's a great guy, and I owe him. I owe him big time. Love you, Tom. Thank you.
Hey, you're welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye.
He's a real hero. Great guy, Tom Fitton. All of you should donate to judicialwatch.org. You really should, because they are doing the fighting that our own DOJ and our own Jeff Sessions, Attorney General, will not do. He's always digging, finding out facts that others are scared of. Tom Fitton, good guy, judicialwatch.org. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, USA Radio. We'll be right back. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable, and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and I've got a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk 3 hours a day on radio and TV. That's 720 hours a year. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat's 110% better. My throat is now a workhorse. That's because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, virus, even yeast. Now, a more advanced silver formulas available in a liquid, gel, or lozenge form. These lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. They'll work for you, too, with cold and flu season upon us. My doctor suggests, but Wayne Allyn Root doesn't suggest, I enthusiastically urge you to try these amazing, remarkable, all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggests.com. Use promo code ROOT10 to save 10% off. That's mydoctorsuggests.com.
War now!
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
You can speak with the capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of this segment of the show. I don't need to say much to anybody who's been listening for a long time. You know that I'm the guinea pig. I joined Liberty HealthShare 2 years ago. I've been hosting this show for 2.5 years. They've been a sponsor of the show for almost two and a half years. I joined them 2 years ago. My kids are under Liberty HealthShare. I fired Aetna, and I got away from health insurance, and I took this new alternative Christian health sharing with Liberty HealthShare, and it's been a gift from God. Everyone loves liberty. We all know our rights come from God, not from government. So why are you letting big government or insurance company bureaucrats dictate what you should do? Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare. Take back control of your health care. Take back freedom. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. Go investigate it right now. Wayne Root is part of Liberty HealthShare. My kids are part of Liberty HealthShare. Call Liberty at 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, toll free, 855-58-LIBERTY, or online at libertyhealthshare.org. This story is a wild story about this guy, Khashoggi. And by the way, nobody's been proven guilty yet. There's no proof of anything. So, I mean, you can't just condemn the country of Saudi Arabia because nobody knows for sure what really happened. But this guy, Khashoggi, was a critic of Saudi Arabia. I'm still unclear if he was an American citizen, but he was living in America. He was a frequent critic to the Washington Post. And he died a really, really, really bad death. He disappeared after he walked into the Saudi Arabian embassy in Turkey trying to get some sort of papers so he could marry his Turkish fiance. And after that, they cut him up while he was alive. They cut him into little pieces while he was alive. They tortured him like with the most horrid torture I've ever heard about in my entire life. And after they cut him into bits while he was alive, still alive, then they burned him in a vat of acid. And what's been billed is the first glimpse of the grisly circumstances of Khashoggi's murder. The Middle East Eye and the Wall Street Journal have reported it took 7 minutes for Khashoggi to die. And what's probably the most gruesome details from the report, they reported Dr. Salah Mohammed Al-Tubaiji, who was identified by the Times and other media outlets as an autopsy expert whose presence cuts against Saudi suggestions the killing wasn't premeditated, started cutting Khashoggi's body into pieces while the journalist was unconscious but still breathing. Previously, Khashoggi had been knocked unconscious after being injected with a mysterious substance. MEM attributed its information to a person who had listened to the Turkish government's recording of the murder. Its agents had apparently bugged the Saudi consulate. The recording, which hasn't been publicly shared, has served as the basis for dozens of media reports about Khashoggi's death. According to this source, after arriving at the consulate, Khashoggi was dragged from the consul general's office at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul into his study next door before being pinned down on the table and injected with an unknown substance. During the attack, horrifying screams were heard by witnesses. After Khashoggi had been knocked unconscious, Al-Tubaiji put on his headphones and started the grim process of dismembering the body with a saw. He began to cut Khashoggi's body up on the table in the study while he was still alive. The killing took 7 minutes. As he started to dismember the body, Tubaiji put on earphones and listened to music. He advised other members of the squad to do the same. "When I do this job, I listen to music. You should too," he was recorded as saying. A three-minute version of the audio tape has been given to the Turkish newspaper Sabah, but they have yet to release it. A Turkish source told the New York Times Tubaiji was equipped with a bone saw. He's listed as the president of the Saudi Fellowship of Forensic Pathology and a member of the Saudi Association for Forensic Pathology. Later, the New York Times reported a hit squad cut off Khashoggi's fingers while he was still conscious during interrogation, where he was also beaten and tortured before being dragged into another room where they finished butchering him. They cut off his fingers while he was still conscious. According to the Wall Street Journal, voices on the tapes could be heard asking the Saudi consul to leave his office before the hit squad murdered Khashoggi. The consul departed Turkey for Riyadh Tuesday afternoon after the Saudis, in a sudden reversal, denied Turkey's request to search Obatai's residence, saying his home was off limits to investigators. When Obatai objected, this is the consul, Mohammed Otaibi, I think is how you pronounce it, Otaibi. When Otaibi objected to the killing happening in his own office, he was told to shut up if he wanted to live. If you want to live when you come back to Arabia, shut up. Wow. Horrendous, horrendous tortures were committed on Khashoggi, who came to the consulate for documents, the account says. All I can tell you is the Saudis don't fool around, man. These are some vicious, vicious, vicious people. You know, in the old days, you used to worry about governments assassinating people. Now it's, you know, it's not about assassination. It's about the most vile, vicious forms of torture while you're still alive. And for what? They weren't getting any information out of him. It doesn't sound like they tortured him to get information. They did it just because they're sadistic murderers. There's no reason not to put a gun to a guy's head, just blow his brains out, and it's over. Why would you have to cut a guy's fingers off while he's alive? Why would you have to cut his entire body into pieces while he's still alive? Can you imagine? When I get back, speaking of bad people, the Democratic candidates all over this country are told to lie about the party's support for sanctuary cities and open borders. And I know why, because the public, every decent person born in America, other than just pathetic white liberals that are masquerading as liberals because they're just over-the-top communists and radical socialist nutcases, other than a few white liberals from Ivy League schools who are really communists, pretty much every normal middle-class person in America, and that's not just white people, that's Hispanic legal people and black people born in America whose jobs are being taken away from them by illegals, they all hate illegals. They don't want illegals in this country. They want to keep them out. So they're going to lose in a landslide if they allow this to become the agenda of the election, the theme of the election.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.